Today's story is Big Bear and Little Fish. It's a story about Bear that loves being big. She's at the carnival and she wants to win the biggest teddy bear of all. But instead, written by Sandra Nickel, illustrated by Il Sung Na. Bear wanted a teddy bear, not just any teddy bear. She wanted the biggest one of all. Bear got a fish instead. It was small. It was very small. It was so small that it lived in a bowl. The fish woke up and smiled. "Hello, Bear. Is this my new home?" Bear was big. She was very big. She was so big she worried that she might scare fish with her big booming voice. Bear did not say hello. Instead, because it was lunchtime, Bear went inside and made a sandwich. She was gold and liked golden food, especially bread and syrup. Bear did not make lunch for fish. Fish was orange and probably ate carrot muffins and cheese, or tangerines and pumpkins. Bear didn't have any of those things. If only fish were a teddy bear. Bear pulled out her yardstick for her after-lunch measuring. She sized herself up from the tops of her ears to the tips of her toes. She was 9 feet and 8 inches big. Bear did not size up fish. She wasn't sure where to begin. Did you go side to side or top to bottom? And where exactly was a fish's bottom anyway? Bear tried to figure it out, but before she could decide, it was time for her afternoon walk. If only fish were a teddy bear. Bear blew some fluff in the air. She balanced a leaf on her nose. She admired a bush. Bear was pretty sure fish did not take walks. Fluff would land in her water, or a leaf would get caught in her tail. If fish were a teddy bear, Bear wouldn't have to think about any of that. They would just amble and ramble and never once fuss about tails. Bear ambled up a hill and down again. It was a very, very big walk. And all the while, Bear worried that she should never have brought fish home. At last, Bear turned around and headed back. Fish was exactly where Bear had left her. "Hello, Bear. How was your walk? I have to say, this porch of ours is splendid." "I am sorry, Fish, but you cannot stay." "Why not?" asked Fish. "You are orange. You eat carrot muffins and tangerines." "I do like muffins, but aren't you orange too?" Bear peeked at her stomach. It was an orangey sort of gold. It looked an awful lot like a carrot muffin. "I am sorry, Fish. You still cannot stay. You have a tail. A leaf might get caught in it when we go for walks." Said Fish. "Don't you have a tail? There, behind you." Bear twisted around. She discovered a bit of fur. It looked very much like a tail. "I am sorry, Fish. You still cannot stay. Most of all, it is because you are small." "Am I? I always wanted to be measured." Bear brought her yardstick. Fish lined herself up from the end of her nose to the tip of her tail. She was 3 inches long. "That is not so small," said Fish. "I am not 1 inch. I am not 2 inches. I am 3 inches." 3 inches is very small. You are so small, you live in a bowl." "But don't you live in a bowl too?" Bear looked around. The sky was as round as Fish's bowl, only upside down. She looked and looked at her round blue bowl. At last Bear said, "I think I might be small." "Everybody is sometimes," said Fish. "But don't worry, Bear. No matter how small we might be on the outside, we can still be big on the inside." "Oh," said Bear, "I never thought of that." Said Bear. "Yes?" asked Fish. "I think I would like to amble a bit more, this time with you. We might even find a carrot muffin." "I would like that," said Fish, "especially if it's a very big muffin." And so they ambled and rambled and never once fussed about tails. The end. May we spend more time looking for things that we have in common than looking for our differences. And may we always remember that we are all small in God's world. Amen.